This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from sfmsports.net.
Well, Coach, you said it at halftime. This is the best team we've played all season, but you look at the box and you end up winning the second half by a 39-30 margin. Your thoughts on really a tale of two halves?
We're a second-half basketball team right now trying to figure out how to become a 40-minute basketball team. That's our journey right now. Stanford is a very good team. I thought that they execute offensively about as good as anybody we've played. We've played some good teams. Every team we've played is undefeated outside of Longwood. So I was happy with our performance in the second half, but as I've been telling you at the end of these games, we've got to find a way to do what we're doing in the second half, in the first half, then we can get a good evaluation of where we are as a basketball team. But to be shorthanded, to come out here on the road, to change time zones, valiant effort by our guys to make it a respectable final score versus a packed in opponent.
If only nine guys active today, all nine of them played significant minutes, a lot of balance there. What did you think of your team's stamina towards the end? Because from this perspective, it didn't look like anybody ever really tired significantly out there.
Fatigue's going to be a factor, especially as we got to get on a 5 o'clock flight tomorrow morning and go to Oklahoma. But this is the hand we've been dealt, so we don't talk really about how tired we are. We just talk about what we have to do to try to find a way to get better. We'll be back home. We'll get to our beds at some point Friday or Saturday. But before that, we got a tough Oklahoma team coming up on Thursday.
That first segment of the second half was where your team really came out with a flourish. Gabriel Jimpy, a couple of breakaway dunks. Glenn Anderson with a breakaway as well. And Kanan Bartley stepped up for a couple of back-to-back trays there in the second half. Some guys who we've seen come up earlier in their career, certainly last year, have big games in Bartley and Jimphy, and they were able to rise up again today.
Yeah, I think, you know, we came out in the second half, played a little bit looser, you know, and listen, Stanford's a really good basketball team. I thought we were a little tight in the beginning of the basketball game. We came out loose and, made some plays defensively, and I think they started to get a little bit upset with their starters and came in with the second unit, and we took advantage of some opportunities, and that was it.
Force them to get frustrated in that second half. What kind of momentum do you think that translates to as we head to Oklahoma in a couple days?
I wish I could tell you, because we've been doing the second half stuff a lot, so hopefully we can do the second half stuff in the first half, and then we can see what momentum really looks like.
All right, thank you, Coach. We'll see if we can get you a crystal ball on the way at the duty-free, but we'll see you in Norman.
Hey, just give me a pillow for this flight.